Hello, I'm David Harper with the BBC News. North Korea's foreign minister has criticised the United States for urging other countries to maintain sanctions against Pyongyang. Ri Yong-ho said that despite goodwill measures taken by his country, Washington was raising its voice louder in favour of sanctions. Earlier, the US Secretary of State Mike Pompeo called for pressure to be maintained on Pyongyang.
I've also emphasized the importance of maintaining diplomatic and economic pressure on North Korea to achieve the final fully verified denuclearization of the DPRK, as agreed to by Chairman Kim. It's worth remembering this isn't just an American security goal. It is clear our partners and allies within ASEAN know how important the denuclearization of North Korea is for their own security.
Mr. Pompeo spoke after a United Nations report found that North Korea had not stopped its nuclear and missile programs. Both he and the North Korean foreign minister have been attending a regional summit in Singapore. Thousands of women in the South Korean capital Seoul are taking part in the latest protest against what they say is an epidemic of secretly filmed spy cam pornography. Joanna Jolly reports.
Wearing red T-shirts and with their faces covered, the women wave banners with the slogan, "My life is not your porn." This is the latest demonstration against the use of secret recordings made on cameras hidden in changing rooms, toilets and public spaces. The footage from these is shared widely on illegal porn sites. The protesters say not enough is being done to punish the men who film, distribute and view these images. Since they began in May, the mass demonstrations have become the biggest ever female-led protest movement in South Korea.
A Russian helicopter carrying oil workers has crashed in the Siberian region of Krasnoyarsk, killing at least 18 people. The Russian Transport Ministry said the aircraft went down near to an oil installation. More from Gen Slamani.
The Mi-8 helicopter was carrying workers to their shift at an oil pumping station in the Vankor oil and gas field in eastern Siberia. It was operated by Russian airline UTAIR. The aircraft collided with another helicopter soon after takeoff in good weather conditions. One report suggests its rotor blades struck cargo suspended beneath the other aircraft. The helicopter broke apart and burst into flames, killing all 15 passengers and 3 crew on board. The second aircraft was said to have landed safely.
World News from the BBC.